Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 25th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Cardiac fibroblasts and myocardial injury and heart failure. Cardiac fibrosis is a major contributor to the development and progression of heart failure. This process involves an aberrant deposition of extracellular matrix components, which leads to impaired mechanical and electrical function of the heart. Fibroblasts are central to these pathological processes. Effective antifibrotic treatments currently remain elusive due to limited insights into the molecular and cellular mechanisms distinguishing transient from sustained fibrotic responses. Article number 2. Frailty and long-term outcomes in younger patients with acute myocardial infarction. Frailty is increasingly recognized as an important determinant of adverse outcomes in older adults with acute myocardial infarction. The impact of frailty on younger patients with acute myocardial infarction remains an underexplored area. This population-based epidemiological study utilized linked national administrative data from England and Wales to investigate this association. Patients in the study were stratified into three age groups: under 55 years, 55 to 74 years, and 75 years or older. Article number 3. Women with chronic coronary artery disease. Long-term outcomes after percutaneous coronary intervention versus coronary artery bypass grafting. Real-world evidence comparing percutaneous coronary intervention to coronary artery bypass grafting in women with chronic severe coronary artery disease is limited. This propensity score-matched retrospective cohort study linked clinical and administrative databases in Ontario, Canada. The study identified women undergoing either percutaneous coronary intervention or coronary artery bypass grafting from 2012 to 2021. This research addresses a critical evidence gap regarding long-term outcomes for revascularization strategies in this specific patient population. Article number 4. Underweight and cardiovascular risk in type 2 diabetes, a Korean nationwide study. The growing prevalence of lean type 2 diabetes mellitus and limited research on stratified underweight categories characterize the current understanding. This nationwide cohort study investigated the association between underweight status and cardiovascular disease risk in patients with type 2 diabetes mellitus. The study analyzed data from 2,064,406 adults with type 2 diabetes mellitus who underwent health examinations between 2015 and 2016 from the Korean National Health Insurance Service database. This research focused on the impact of underweight severity on cardiovascular outcomes within this large patient population. Article number 5. Disturbed flow induces reprogramming of endothelial cells to immune-like and foam cells under hypercholesterolemia during atherogenesis. Atherosclerosis occurs preferentially in arteries exposed to disturbed flow, while stable flow regions are protected even under hypercholesterolemic conditions. Prior research showed that disturbed flow alone initiates flow-induced reprogramming of endothelial cells, including partial endothelial to immune cell-like transition. These findings, however, lacked validation using a genetic lineage tracing model. This research highlights the critical role of disturbed flow in endothelial cell changes during atherogenesis under hypercholesterolemia. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.